Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We're a very economically depressed community. We can barely afford to take care of the people that we have here in our community now. And as of the 2nd, Border Patrol advised us they're basically going to drop people off here and do sort of like this, and they're your problem.
Gila Bend, Arizona Mayor Chris Riggs on Fox is perturbed the Biden administration's plan for immigrants at the southwest border is to just drop them off and let local jurisdictions handle their care. After more than 50 days in office, President Biden has yet to hold a news conference taking questions from reporters. It is the longest period a new president has gone without meeting the press in more than 100 years. The attorney for Derek Chauvin, the former police officer of Minneapolis charged with the death of George Floyd, has requested for a delay and a relocation of the trial, pointing to concerns about the impact of the settlement the city had reached with the Floyd family. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
GOP lawmakers visiting the southwest border are warning Americans of the immigration crisis. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and 12 of his members are slamming President Joe Biden for a slow response to a spiraling humanitarian crisis on the southern border. Speaking from El Paso, Texas, the California Republican saying,
"We went through a new facility. It was built just more than a year ago. They built it with a capacity they thought they could never meet. 1,040 people to be processed. Today broke that record. Today they're beyond capacity. They're having to build into the parking lot a makeshift facility."
Starting on April 2nd, the Border Patrol directive will be drop off immigrants in local U.S. towns and let them handle the influx of people. The Washington Post has issued a correction that said President Trump told a Georgia election official to find the fraud in Georgia. It was never heard in the recorded conversation and was made up in a story by the Washington Post journalist. USA Radio News.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The first major tax increase in 30 years is coming up next for the Biden administration. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The Biden administration is planning on the first major federal tax increase in nearly 30 years. Bloomberg reported Monday that the increases include a hike in the corporate tax, an expansion of the estate tax, and raising the income tax rate for those making at least $400,000. Senator Mike Rounds also believes that the president's plan will include repealing President Trump's 2017 tax package. The South Dakota Republican tells Newsmax TV that he hopes some of his colleagues from across the aisle will see that the tax hikes will impact all Americans and not just those top earners.
What we need are for some of the Democrats to take a hard look at whether or not they really want to see this economy go down in flames. Because if you start increasing the tax rates here, the money will leave. It can leave. It can go elsewhere. And the other piece of this is when you raise the basic tax rates on corporations, they don't have as much money to pay wages. They don't have as much money that goes into dividends. That goes into 401ks, it goes into pension plans, and so forth.
The top 1% of taxpayers paid roughly $616 billion, or 38.5% of all income taxes, while the bottom 90% paid about $479 billion, or 29.9% of all income taxes. That's according to 2020 data from taxfoundation.org. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy Tuesday to you. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com to be in the flow of the know. Take advantage of all these great interviews that are archived there. It's our gift to you, absolutely free. Download, share it with your friends and neighbors, and, you know, spread the word. I mean, we go out of our way. We work hard to get you the top experts in each field, great stories to share with you that, you know, our prayer and mission is that we would enlarge you in the process, that you would be blessed as a result of, you know, listening to the show and hearing such great guests like our next guest who's going to be joining us here in just a few seconds, Agnes Gibney. Incredible story. Agnes led a support group for 13 years for relatives and friends of murder victims, which became a national organization called Parents of Murdered Children, POMC. She has largely become an advocate of securing our border and enforcing immigration laws for obvious reasons. Agnes, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. Pleasure to be on your show. Thank you.
Well, tell us more of your story. You know, what happened, you know, 13 years ago when you were prompted to set up this support group? Tell us your story.
Well, it was longer than 13 years ago. I my firstborn and only son was murdered, and so I decided to have a support group for families of murdered victims, mm-hmm. not necessarily illegal alien, by an illegal alien. So I ran the group for 13 years. POMC is a national organization. But moving forward, I about 5 years ago when President Trump announced running for office and securing the borders, by that time I had already learned that the individual that murdered my son, Ronald, was a previously deported criminal illegal alien gang member with a long history of arrests.
Yes.
So obviously I stood behind President Trump's agenda of securing our borders, not just for criminals that returned back into our country, but child traffickers, drug cartels, and all the bad elements that come that are unchecked.
Yes.
I am a legal immigrant. My family escaped from Hungary when the Soviet Union invaded our country. And so I know what hardship is.
Yes.
But we didn't invade this country. We came through the front door. We applied, had a full background investigation. We had full medical for the four of us, my parents, my brother, and myself. And we legally entered the United States. We want to encourage legal immigration, not illegal immigration like the Biden administration is heavily encouraging.
Yeah, this is the thing. This makes no sense whatsoever, Agnes, and it just seems to be so commonsensical. Is why would you want people to live in the shadows, to live in lawlessness? I mean, you're promoting more of the same, And we have a long history of understanding that this is the consequence and this is what happens when you violate the law. It is not a win-win proposition. You know, Joe Biden and those on the left believe they're being compassionate, but I don't understand their logic. Why would you let people come in here and not be taken care of, to just kind of, you know, process them and just say, well, good luck, you know, you're on your own until we can hear your court case maybe 2-3 years down the road? What are they supposed to be doing in the meantime?
Even if that's the case, but we know from past history that these people do not, 98% of them, if not even higher, do not go back to the court hearings.
Right.
They come into our country and disappear. Even the president of Mexico is saying this is a real problem. They're considering, President Obrador is considering building a wall in the south end of Mexico to prevent them coming into Mexico. So, and here's the other thing. The other day I was watching boats, lines of illegal aliens, and they're getting on a dinghy boat and coming over to the United States. Women with little children, those women ought to be arrested for endangering a child. And nobody talks about that. The number of children, unaccompanied children that come into this country is astronomical. Who's going to raise these kids? Who's going to support these kids? So each one that came in and go, okay, so that's my responsibility. The next one is your responsibility. I already raised my children. I already raised my family. I do not want to pay more taxes to support the riffraff from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad thing is most of these people are unskilled, uneducated. What are they going to do in this country?
Yeah.
To support themselves. They're going to resort. Unfortunately, there's only so many low-skilled jobs to be had. They're going to undercut your teenager and my teenage grandsons or grandchildren from getting a job because they're going to undercut our employment.
Right.
And they're going to work under the table. We have laws. If you respect this country, then follow the law. But this administration say open door for anybody. Would Biden invite anybody to his neighborhood like that?
Of course not.
Most likely not.
Right.
So why do we need to put up with that? This has got to stop. This lenient policies. This is nothing. Look, we had this under control under President Trump. Yeah, maybe President Trump could have done a little more in retrospect. But this administration has gone the entire the other way and allowing this country to be invaded and during a pandemic when millions of people are experiencing unemployment, hardships, and these people bringing in COVID. Who is paying attention to that?
Right.
This administration, I have zero respect for.
Yeah, I don't know how they can even address the issue of COVID when they so irresponsibly allow illegal immigrants to come into the country and knowing, I mean, you know, the Border Patrol is saying, you know, that we've got a couple hundred people with COVID that have just been released. I mean, you just release them? I mean, you send them out into the community? I mean, you know, we learned this. I mean, when Donald Trump was president and we realized that the Chinese were basically sending what I call human missiles of contagion into our country, he blocked off the western border and said no more flights coming in from China. And I believe he would have done, if he had a little bit more cooperation from the political forces, we'd have done the smarter thing and blocked off the east as well. But that didn't happen. You know, this is just so insane and illogical, but this is being brought to you by the Democratic Party, by Joe Biden, and as you say, a further extension of the same policies that pulverized this country during Barack Obama's reign. And so here we are, and dealing with this, and we're going to pay a big price. I mean, for him to make the statements and open up the doors so irresponsibly at the expense of the people. As you say, the cartels are loving this, and the coyotes are loving this. This is a windfall profit for them because of the amount of money that people are paying in order to get across the border. I mean, the numbers are incredible. And then what's happening to these kids, and this is why some people, they get on me, Agnes. They say, well, you're Hispanic. Why don't you have some compassion? I said, well, I have a lot of compassion. These young girls that come in across the border that are, you know, thrown into sex trafficking and other other things that happen in drug cartels and that, they have no idea until it happens to them. We've got more from Agnes after this. Stay with
me. The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rate subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
We're talking with Agnes Givney, She's a legal immigrant who dreamed of becoming a U.S. citizen. She's known as an angel mom, a mother whose child was killed by an illegal alien. Agnes is a conservative Republican who believes in the values that have made America the land of opportunity, democracy, equality, faith, family, and freedom. Believes in the sanctity of life, stands for our flag and national anthem, believes our Constitution must be preserved, including the First and Second Amendments. Agnes, when you look out and you see what this current administration, the Joe Biden administration, is doing to obliterate policies, as you said, that Donald Trump had put into place, building a wall and being responsible, and I believe being compassionate for those coming, and that instead of them coming to the United States and languishing to be processed, the arrangement that was made with the Mexican government to keep them on the Mexican side of the border until they could be orderly processed made some sense. And as you said, there was improvement that could have been done. But again, this is where we look to our, political allies to be able to come alongside and come up with solutions that are, that are tenable, that are win-win, that are compassionate truly. But now it's like, all hell's breaking loose because Biden has just opened the door to lawlessness. The cartels have taken over. The kind of money that they're generating, the fees that they're generating, the coyotes. I mean, if you're from Europe, they're saying as much as $45,000 per head is being paid to these cartels. And even if you're from Mexico, anywhere from $1,500 to $3,000 per head on up, depending on where out, even in Central America. But in addition to this, you got to know that these cartels are not doing this out of the goodness of their heart. I mean, you owe them, and they are sending their constituents who have been coerced into serving these cartels once they get to the United States. So whether we're talking about drug running, sex trafficking, and any other illegal activity that would support the cartel, this is what is being unleashed over the citizens of America, right?
Exactly. Essentially, we're importing crime. If you think about President Biden before, when he was just a congressman, and under Obama's administration, the border crossing plummeted hugely because Trump had zero tolerance, but the border crossing plummeted, skyrocketed to six times of what the Obama administration deemed a crisis level. And one more point, amnesty does not work. We already tried it again. We tried it before with President Reagan, and the Democrats said, okay, we'll build a wall and secure the wall. They did none of that. Giving amnesty, we need to fight this with everything we have, because amnesty will only encourage millions more to come. And this is not, people, this is not being rude or being disrespectful. I love the Latino culture, as you know. I grew up, Bill, in Brazil, so I love the Latino culture. I love, that's how I grew up. But we have to stop this, because this is the riffraff coming here, and nobody wants to address that. Because if you say that, they go, oh, you're racist. No, I am not racist. I'm the most compassionate person. I'm incredibly compassionate, but the fact is still a fact. These people pay thousands upon thousands to cartels to bring them across the border. Why don't they use that money and apply to come legally? Because they know they don't have a chance at all to be here legally. And when they cross into this country, now they have a child. Now we all going to be responsible for that child and for that mother.
Yes, exactly.
And I had enough of this. How much are we going to be supporting? Look, Bill, when I came to the United States, I was 16. I lived in L.A. That's where we live, by Normandy and Western. And I looked at people and said, wow, this country has it all together. Our political officials are taking care of the country, of our security, so we can sleep in peace, so we're not attacked. they are really working for the benefit of this country, and everybody can have a home here. You can have all these opportunities, and what a dream it was of a 16-year-old seeing through a virgin eyes here, and now it's a total chaos. The government is selling us out. They are using us as a cash cow. We pay. Now Biden is talking about increasing taxes 28%. Yeah. Well, how much more? Eventually, our people, our age group are going to die out. Who's going to support this riffraff?
Exactly. Well,
because they don't want this country to, we're headed the direction of socialism. Mm-hmm. And it scares me to death, because if socialism was good, Venezuela would have been the strongest country in the universe. Why is Cuba the way it is? Why is China the way it is? Because of socialism. Socialism does not work. And they say, oh, but you get free things. These ignorant people that say, oh, but we get free things. That's, nothing is free. Somebody yes. has to pay for that.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's common sense that has been thrown out the door, that the Democrats are counting on the American people in large mass to go along with this idea. But, you know, historically, just as you say, Agnes, history is replete with all kinds of proof that it doesn't work. If it did, it would be, we'd have success stories. But but all we get is all these nightmares and the history that is just... it's so excruciatingly painful when you see what happens, like what's happening with the Uyghurs in communist China, where the human debasement that's taking place by the communist Chinese, where they're harvesting the organs of the Uyghurs there in East Turkestan. I mean, this is disgusting, but this is what happens when you become a commodity and you become expendable and less than. This is what socialism and Marxism does.
Right. And all I urge Americans, please do not give away your freedom. Please do not. Because yes. once you lose your freedom, you lose everything. You look at what happened in Europe, in my country, in Hungary. They took people's guns away very kindly, very nicely, and then they massacred millions of people. They had nothing to defend themselves with. Your First and Second Amendment rights, we have to follow our Constitution. If we had to arrest congressmen and women who do not follow the Constitution, Congress right now, the House would be half empty.
Yes.
We are not following, obeying our laws, our Constitution, and big administration, Nancy Pelosi, does absolutely nothing. The fact is, we are not being represented. And these politicians have forgotten that they work for us.
Yes.
We need to get them out, because they're destroying what America is. And we need to somehow or another stop this. What would happen if us taxpayers would say, you know what? I am not paying a dime taxes for this year. Because you're stealing my money, giving it away to foreign countries during a pandemic. Why don't we just focus on our country to build our country back up after this fake pandemic? Because this has gotten dragged out way too long, and there is never going to be an end to this. Never.
Well, they don't want it to end, because this gives them a lot of power, doesn't it?
It does. And use that money. Why are we giving foreign aid money? Use that money for our country. There's millions of American children that live in poverty, elderly who's getting bad Social Security, Medicare, medical care. Now, like in California, our idiot governor wants to add all the illegal aliens to Medicare, putting that strain on it. I mean, come on. At one point or another, this is going to implode. And I can see it, and those that came from a communist country are in fear. They're living in anxiety because we
exactly.
know what's coming.
Well, Agnes, we got to leave it there. Agnes Givney, thank you for being with us.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We're a very economically depressed community. We can barely afford to take care of the people that we have here in our community now. And as of the 2nd, Border Patrol advises they're basically going to drop people off here and do sort of like this, and they're your problem.
Gila Bend, Arizona Mayor Chris Riggs on Fox is perturbed the Biden administration's plan for immigrants at the southwest border is to just drop them off and let local jurisdictions handle their care. After more than 50 days in office, President Biden has yet to hold a news conference taking questions from reporters. It is the longest period a new president has gone without meeting the press in more than 100 years. The attorney for Derek Chauvin, the former police officer of Minneapolis charged with the death of George Floyd, has requested for a delay and a relocation of the trial, pointing to concerns about the impact of the settlement the city had reached with the Floyd family. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. Well, March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, which is a time to remind all of us of the importance of screening and early detection, as well as the strides being made in cancer research. The Northwestern Medicine Digestive Health Center has developed a leading comprehensive colonoscopy quality improvement program focused on improving screening rates and ensuring that all patients who undergo screening colonoscopies get the highest quality care. Implementation of this program has significantly reduced the incidence of colon cancer. And here to tell us more about it is Dr. Michael Ruckham. He is a gastroenterology specialist with Northwestern Medicine Digestive Health Center out of Chicago. And Eddie Olsik, the former NHL All-Star analyst for the Chicago Blackhawks. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, Dr. Rockham, as I mentioned, this month is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. So what should our listeners know about the symptoms and risk factors associated with this disease?
with, the main thing to be aware from is that you want to be checked when you're having no symptoms. I mean, that's the best time to pick it up as a benign polyp before it ever has a chance to change to cancer. With screening colonoscopies have reduced the cancer risk by 90%. It used to be at age 50 that we were telling people to be screened, and now because the risk of colon cancer has increased to 1 out of 7 under age 50, 1 out of 7 under age 50, we want people to be checked when they're 45 years old. That's the current guideline. You know, as far as symptoms are concerned, Bill, again, you don't want to get anyone to be scared or nervous because most symptoms are going to be nothing of significance. However, you know, if someone's had a significant change in their bowels where it's not the normal way, they're missing a few days in a row, which was irregular, their stools are getting really thin like a pencil, they're noticing blood. Again, you know, you could see blood, you wipe. A lot of people have that on the toilet tissue. It's a hemorrhoid or a local irritation. But if you've not been screened, you're 50, 45, and you're seeing it, these are the times to get it checked out. Mm-hmm. Certainly if you're having an unusual abdominal pain also.
Right. How often, you know, should we be screened? Is this a kind of an annual thing, especially when you hit a certain age? How should we approach this?
So there's a lot of different ways to be screened, and the best screening test is the one the person gets. But if they do a colonoscopy at age 45, 46, whenever they come in, and it's a good preparation and it's a normal study, they don't need it for 10 years. There is another test that people are getting called Cologuard, where they actually take their stool sample and mail it in. And if that's negative, because it's not as accurate, people need to do that every 3 years.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you do call the guard that you were just talking about, and where you're mailing in your sample, then a little bit sooner. But otherwise, if you're going in for a colonoscopy, every 5 years roughly? Did I hear you correctly?
It would be every 10 years if it's normal.
Uh-huh.
And if we find a polyp, then you're sort of defining someone as a little higher risk for forming more polyps. And then depending on the size and the number, you might tell them to come back in 3 years or 5 years.
Well, Eddie Olczyk is with us, the third overall pick of the 1984 NHL entry draft by the Chicago Blackhawks. Enjoyed a 16-year professional career, a member of the 1994 Stanley Cup champion New York Rangers. What a thrill for you, Eddie. What a career in hockey, and how hockey has blessed you and how you've blessed the fans.
Well, I've been very lucky, Bill, and I've met some tremendous people in a lot of different walks of life, and, you know, playing 16 years in the National Hockey League, as you mentioned, and also playing the Olympics for Team USA back in 1984 in Sarajevo, Yugoslavia, and now also, as you mentioned, doing local work on television for the Chicago Blackhawks, but also doing hockey and horse racing for the NBC, for the NHL and NBC, as well as our Triple Crown coverage, and back in July of 2017, I thought I was a healthy, on the verge turning 50 years of age, and next thing you know, I couldn't go to the bathroom for a couple of days. I couldn't go number two, and I had a little bit of pain in my stomach, and the next thing you know, I'm in a hospital at Northwestern, and Dr. Ruckham sees me and tells me that I have a blockage in my colon, and we need to go in there and find out what it is. And a couple of days later, I have a six-hour surgery removing a tumor and telling me that I had stage 3 colon cancer right before the age of 50. And it shook my world. It shook my family's world. And there was no cancer, no colon cancer history, no cancer history in the family of Eddie Olczyk. And here we are some, you know, hard to believe, you know, going on 4 years, and I'm cancer-free, and I was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer, and they recommended 6 months of chemotherapy, and I gotten a chance to meet Dr. Ruckham, become very, very friendly with him and his terrific staff, and had an incredible team behind me with family support, and I kind of feel like it's my mission now in life to tell my story, share my story. Actually written a book recently, Beating the Odds in Hockey and in Life, and I talk very openly and candidly about the battles of fighting cancer and the psychological aspect of it. And you know, look at when I heard the words on August the 4th at 7:07 p.m. in 2017 from Dr. Scott Strong at Northwestern Hospital telling me that I had stage 3 colon cancer, the first thing I thought of was, well, how long do I have?
Right.
You know, I was very scared, very nervous, but, you know, I just feel very lucky and blessed to have beaten this disease. Look, cancer will always be with me the rest of my life, but with you allowing us to be with you today, if somebody hears Dr. Ruckham or hears me, you know, cancer does not discriminate, and when you see how colon cancer is affecting society, all demographics of society, the numbers are alarming, and we need to try to make a difference. And we appreciate you having us on today. And you know, you meet a lot of people, and I couldn't have been more lucky to have Dr. Ruckham and his team of his coworkers up and down the lineup at Northwestern to help me through and my family through my toughest battle.
Exactly. And Eddie, I mean, gosh, you're 50 years. I mean, you're still fairly young. And for you to get this kind of diagnosis on the early side of when people are diagnosed with a stage three cancer like you. So this had to be a real shock for yourself and for your family. And we can only imagine what must have gone through your mind as you're going through this process. But again, just as what you've experienced in hockey, boy, it is the team that comes together, and your family team and the team of doctors came together, focused with an objective, you know, to beat this thing. We've got to leave it there. So where can they go for more information?
If you want more information, really, just go into the Google the American Cancer Society colorectal cancer screening guidelines or the American College of Gastroenterology. It'll have everything that a lay person really wants to know.
Yeah.
Main thing, get checked when you feel fine. That's
yes.
The time to do it.
Excellent advice. Dr. Michael Ruckham, colorectal cancer expert. From Northwestern, and of course, the NHL All-Star Eddie Olsik has been with us today. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Appreciate the time. Take care. Be well.
That order just doubled. We've got to move fast here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Somebody pick up that phone.
Like our Lucas Gourmet Frozen Pizza Company. To operate at scale, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is Rachel Alexander time. Yes, the attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, the Christian Post is here to talk about this desperate attempt by the left to separate Trump from conservatism. Rachel, how are we doing?
I'm doing really good, and this is a problem that's really been getting to me while Trump was president. Now that he's no longer president, I'm just getting sick and tired of it because Trump is here to stay. He helped bring the Republican Party together.
Without a doubt. I mean, he revived it single-handedly, and of course, he's really, in a sense, kind of called out the faux Republicans, because you either are a conservative and you are a staunch Republican, you're a Trump Republican, or forget it, the fake stuff just doesn't make it anymore.
Exactly. I mean, all these fake rhino Republicans who they get their values based on what special interest is lining their pocket and getting them reelected. They're all being exposed. They can no longer say, oh, we're the real authentic conservatives, because Trump is showing, no, it's money that's determining their values.
Right.
So they didn't like him, and they want to get rid of this new way of operating, and because it's going to no longer, tip back to the establishment candidates like John McCain.
Exactly. Well, if anything's been bipartisan, it has been the exposure that Donald Trump has forced upon both parties, because whether it's the left or the right, they're being exposed for the hollowness that they are, that they're really not for the people. Trump came in to, as he said, put the power of the Constitution back in the rightful hands to where it belonged, which is we the people. That's what he did, and it unnerved those on the left and certainly those on the right that were resisting, what Trump was doing. And little did they appreciate that this was a force to contend with, that he was able to
you know, create a movement, as he said, and that movement is still alive and well, much to the concern of, you know, the squishy Republicans and certainly those on the left.
Right. I bring out in my article how I think that he brought us together in a way we haven't seen since the coalition during the Reagan era of
exactly.
On the right. I mean, he's brought in even minorities and gays. Who would have thought that we would have all these conservative gays running to the Republican Party? But he's done it. And so you can't deny that. And even if the he lost the president election because the election fraud helped him to lose it, you can't right. deny all these minorities that have come to the party. And so they want to just dismiss all these gains that he's done, and they want to try to, like, kick him out of the party. I don't think it's going to happen. And in their revisionist history, nobody's going to believe it.
Exactly.
You have to just ignore the facts.
Yeah, without a doubt. And look at what's going on right now. You got Joe Biden, who's in the Oval Office. He, out of stubbornness and, I don't know, just willful lack of intelligence to see the empirical evidence of what Donald Trump was able to do, whether it's at the border, whether it has to do with jobs or energy independence. And Joe Biden is bound and determined just to upend anything that has Trump's signature on it or claim that somehow, you know, Trump left him, you know, in a mess regarding COVID. I mean, people see that for what it is. It's a big lie, and it just adds to this, you know, this impression that we have of Joe Biden that he's not very cognizant.
Well, what it's going to do is it's going to make people more miserable and worse off. And so they're going to go right back to Republicans again because they're going to see how awful this Joe Biden is reversing Trump's policy.
Well, Rachel, in your column, you talk about the left and the mainstream media always pretend the Republicans are the party of the wealthy. But I think it's pretty obvious they've been exposed now that corporate America came big time in this last 2020 election, and they were all part and parcel of this cabal that left us all wondering how Joe Biden could have possibly won.
Yeah, and follow the money. And yeah, it's funny how you hardly hear anymore how Republicans are the party of the wealthy. Like, the left has almost given up on saying that because they know they've been so thoroughly discredited at being a lie.
Yes, exactly. And look what they're, you know, what they continue to do. I mean, at this point, you know, the mainstream media, big tech, has been hiding their complicity and hiding their narrative and kind of allowed this false narrative just to kind of hang out there. And what's happening now, Rachel, I'm finding is people just don't even want to talk about it anymore. It's just like, you know, because once you've realized you've been caught by a lie, it's just like, oh, just get away. I don't want to talk about this anymore because all you're going to do is just tell me more lies, right?
Right, and that's the reason a lot of people vote Democrat, is because they just don't pay attention. And, you know, once they do pay attention, they find out they don't want to know anymore, so they keep voting Democrat.
Amazing how this ruse continues. But look at, you know, whether it's the mainstream media. I mean, this cabal was all in. Big tech, corporate America, the unions. And, of course, the unions got a big payday with this almost $2 trillion boondoggle that the American people and our kids and grandkids are going to have to pay for.
Yeah, I mean, the consequences of this are just staggering. And, you know, that's down the road, but right now, I mean, what we're going to see is just it's just decimating to the average American family.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, everybody's going to be left turning. And, of course, they you know, they did give you a little bit of, you know, Marie Antoinette cake, didn't they? I mean, you got $1,400, but don't you love what they did for the bureaucrats? They gave them 15 days of $1,400 checks so that they could stay home and take care of their kids. And, oh, yeah, by the way, most of these bureaucrats make over six figures, and there was supposed to be a limit to, what, $70,000? You weren't supposed to get a check if you made over $70,000 a year. And that, I guess there was a little a conditional asterisk next to that that said unless you worked for the government.
Oh, yeah. The Democrats were pushing to make it even higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was only some moderates that basically slowed the Democrats down there. And, yeah, no, it capped out at $80,000. You could pick up to $80,000.
unbelievable that this is what they're doing to the American people. And like you said, it's a generational indebtedness that was passed on to our kids and our grandkids with no conscience. Because, you know, let's see here. We haven't even spent all the money from the previous COVID stimulus, and $1.9 trillion of which less than 10% is actually for COVID relief. The majority of it is between the unions, as I mentioned earlier. It's payoffs of blue state, blue states that do not know how to run their states. They're bankrupt. So let's heal them, which we knew was going to be the situation all along. And of course, the Democrats, oh, no, no. Well, it's exactly what they do, because that's what they always do, right?
Right, and it's things that don't even have anything to do with COVID relief. I mean, we've seen all the different things going around the internet, you know, what was it, gender studies in Pakistan. I mean, just the most ridiculous things that we shouldn't even be paying for anyway, that we have no business right now, that we're broke. Now that we're this broke, we shouldn't be borrowing money to pay for gender studies in Pakistan.
Well, exactly. Well, you got blue state bailouts, as I mentioned, $500 billion to that category, $400 billion for abortions, union pension plans, COVID relief. How do you put those two together? $130 billion. Race-based studies and environmental justice grants, $5 billion and counting. I mean, this is just absurd what they have done. And, of course, you know what's going to follow. And Nancy Pelosi has kind of already given a couple of winks to that, and that is, get ready, our taxes are going up.
Oh, they are just the sleaziest of the sleaze. And I just don't understand how people can keep supporting it. But, again, I think it's willful ignorance. You know, I talk to a lot of my lefty friends, and they don't know a lot of the stuff that's going on, and they deliberately choose not to. They like living in their little ignorant bubble.
Yeah, until all of a sudden they run out of money and they realize it's the government that has taken it away from them. You know, but I guess they just manage, like you say, and they look at you and I like we're a bunch of radical, insane, over-induced individuals that are like Don Quixote fighting the constitutional dream, I guess.
Yeah, well, the only issues they ever seem to know about are like radical LGBT rights. And there they just say that we're just a bunch of homophobes.
Yeah, we're the homophobes that are actually supporting them, and except when it gets to be extreme. And this is why, you know, so many are running to the Republican tent, because they're not being serviced by the supposed, you know, broad tent of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, but gosh, to try to get all that across to them, they just have their little tiny little bit of narrow LGBT news and spin. And I don't know if you have very many lefty friends. I know you said you have before, but
yes.
I mean, I can only take so much of them, because if you keep going with them and pressing them for very long, they get mad. I have
friends
that will ignore me for months.
Yes, I know. This is the deal. I stay in touch because you want to know. I approach it from a standpoint is, you know, help me understand. I really want to know how they think, and I try not to get inside their bubble, because it is aggravating at times, because, you know, they catch themselves and you go, don't you realize you're kind of like exercising some pretzel logic here? It doesn't quite make sense. I'm having a hard time following you. Well, yeah, you just don't understand. And then at that point, I know, okay, look, in order to save the relationship, I'm just going to back off, right?
So. Exactly. And I'm like you. I learn from them. I get a lot of my best column ideas from them. This idea for a column, this column I got from my lefty friend.
Exactly. Well, there it is, the desperate attempts to separate Trump from conservatism. You just can't do it, because Donald Trump really has revived conservatism for the Republican Party and for conservatives around the country. Rachel Alexander has been with us. Rachel, as always, appreciate the time. You take care.
You too. Thanks.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated?